Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
It is a Thursday, so it's Smash or Pass Day.
Yes, it is.
Smash.
Let me ask you guys this one. I talked to Dusty about this one in the break. Mac, I haven't talked to you about this one for Smash or Pass.
Can I say something?
Dusty's smashing this one.
All right.
Texas Rangers have announced their TV deal. They're not going on television this year. Straight to streaming.
Oh. $100
for the year. Smashing or passing?
Smash.
Dusty?
Absolutely smash.
Yeah.
Smash. It's like, sign me up.
Yeah, that's butter.
$1.62 a game.
Yeah, we did the math. $1.62 a game.
We really dove into it.
Yeah, and I'm sure people are thinking, I'm not paying that money. But you know what? If it's on regular TV, you are paying that money because you've got to upgrade your cable for like $10 a month times 12 months is $120. So it's actually cheaper.
Wow.
If you buy the games on streaming, then if you upgrade your cable package to the sports pack, that gives you the opportunity to watch these games for an additional $10 per month. Yes, I know you can cancel after the season, but why go through all that? You got to deal with a call center.
No, that's easy. I like that.
I love it.
I'm in on that.
I love it. And that's where the Royals should operate right now.
Yes.
That's where they should go. You know what? Stop dealing with all this nonsense, especially coming off a season where you went to the playoffs. You're going to have high interest. This is the year to smash your own streaming service and do it that way, because people will sign up this year.
Strike while they aren't hot.
Teams got the opportunity to win. And I was talking to somebody who works in baseball yesterday and kind of talking about the, you know, the team and the way it's assembled. And I said, you know, what do you think about, you know, Vinny Pasquantino or whatever? And we were kind of talking about Vinny a little bit. And the conversation was, as long as Bobby wants him, Bobby gets him, because they're going to do whatever Bobby wants now going forward.
Yeah.
Why are you smirking at me like that?
Because you're going to hate me in about 5 minutes.
All right. Why?
Because we had a surprise today for Smash or Pass.
Yeah.
You know our buddy Aussie, Mr. Robert? Vegemite sandwich.
Oh, I know. He texted me that he was in the parking lot, and we were in the middle of Ben Mallory.
You ever had a Vegemite?
I'm not going to ever have a Vegemite.
You're going to have to.
I'm not.
It's part of the segment, Bob.
I don't care. I don't eat on the air, so
you
I'm not going to do it.
Uncrustable on the air.
I took one bite, and I'm not going to do it.
You don't have to eat one bite.
Nah, I'm out.
Did you grab one, Mac?
Yeah, no, I'm out.
Wow.
Yeah, sorry.
You're not, though.
No, I am.
No, you're not, or you do it. This is a team sport.
Nah, I'm out. Not doing it.
Mm-mm. Wow. Wow.
He's a solo sport guy.
Yeah, not going to do that one.
Wow.
Not even going to give us a try? Okay.
Mm-mm. Smells like a peanut butter sandwich, bud.
Mm-hmm.
It actually does.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I'm glad you're participating. Do you have your camera on? Because this is tough.
I can't even see Mac right now.
Yeah, the sun is rough. Okay, my camera is on.
So there it is. Check out that beautiful cross section. Thanks to our Australian friend.
Oh, God.
What's wrong? It looks like a cinnamon roll.
Looked like somebody vomited.
I don't know what vomit you look at. But yeah, we're going to do this. Mac, you ready? You got your camera on?
The camera's only working for you, so I've got it on you. Got it on you, Dustman.
Yeah, really, that reaction makes me want to...
A lot of butter happening.
Yeah. It's really not terrible.
I feel like he laid light on the Vegemite for us.
Not bad. It's like creamy.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
It's not bad at all.
The creamy sandwich?
Mm-hmm. I can see how toasted.
Mm-hmm.
This toasted would be good.
He said to toast it.
Yeah. We don't have a toaster, Aussie.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah, I think we do, don't we, in the break
we do?
Room?
Oh.
Well, at least the oven. Turn the oven on. Stick it in there.
Yeah.
I'm not liking it as much now. It's fading.
Mac's like,
it's got a weird like ending.
I don't like the way this is ending.
It's not a happy ending.
It's not happy?
No. What it's not it? Like, it's not like, you're not going to like gag, I mean, like, but it's just not, like,
oh my God, what the hell is this? Mac is like slamming anything he can find. Are you drinking Windex?
Got a Powerade in here.
Yeah,
it's, luckily, it's, it got a little rough at the end there. Not going to lie.
Man.
Not going to lie. I was like, oh yeah, this is good. Oh wait, this isn't good.
Yeah. You guys are like, oh my God.
At least we did it.
Fine, I don't care.
Oh God,
it won't go away.
Yeah, the taste is gonna stick.
Like, it's like sticking in my, like it's on the roof of my mouth.
Oh no.
Woo!
There we go.
I'll see. Trust me, man. I love you, man. I appreciate the gesture.
I do. I really do.
Oh, man. It's not my cup of tea again. I tried the last one, didn't care for it. This one, can't do it. I don't know what to do in Australia, but not eating the good sandwiches. All right. Our other Smasher Pass are sandwiches from the 1950s.
Yeah. We got some good ones, right, Mac? What do we got?
Oh, my thing's loading, Bob. I don't know. My computer back. Okay, here we go. No shortage. All right, here we go. The Frosted Sandwich Loaf. You'll find a frosted sandwich loaf at most parties in the 50s, also known as a party loaf. It's a concoction that looks like a rectangular cake, but actually consists of bread layered with savory fillings and coated in cream cheese.
Did you get?
Yeah, pretty much.
That's about right.
Nope.
Yeah, I'm out.
Out on that.
I'm out on that.
Yeah, I'm good. No need.
The Welsh Rarebit. Open face sandwich. It's got, I'm trying to see. I mean, it's got, looks like it's got eggs on it. I don't really know what this
basically
is.
Basically a grilled cheese sandwich without the top layer of bread.
Sure.
Yeah.
Smash.
Yeah.
Very smash.
Open face grilled cheese.
Mm-hmm.
There's not an open face sandwich I wouldn't eat.
What about a Vegemite? See, now you got the hiccups. Like, that's why I can't eat on the air. You get that. Like,
I don't have the hiccups. I just had like to. Had a little soft burp.
Yeah, that's what it does to me, like, and that's why I can't do it, so.
Monte Cristo? I didn't know this was a 1950s sandwich. I love, so good.
It's like French toast stuff with ham and cheese,
yes,
right?
Yeah. A little jelly action.
Sounds good.
Yeah, I'm not opposed.
It's fine.
What is going on with our music today? Like, did we not pay the bill?
No, we just have a computer that's here before Bill Gates even decided to start Microsoft.
Legitimately.
Do you know how long we've been complaining about these computers?
Yeah, well, keep going. Bad. They'll still be there tomorrow. We have a TV in their studio that still doesn't work. But yet you have ass clowns up here. They're like, can we get better carpet?
It's actually chomping.
Yeah, champing.
Oh, champing.
That's yeah, we have one TV. Bob can't even see it. And then we have another one that then we have another one that doesn't even work. And then the only upgrade we got was a 22-inch like Vizio in Mac's office.
Like, seriously, like,
yeah,
it's been 15 years that computer has not worked. I don't know if it predates that. It may predate that.
It may predate me. Yeah.
Like literally predate your life.
Yes.
Yeah.
No,
yeah. This computer's been here before Mac was born.
Australia has fairy bread, which is incredible. I don't know what that is, but I'd try it.
I'll give it a shot.
Yeah, I'll try almost anything once.
Yes.
I pretty much have tried everything once, and I know if I like it or not. My parents used to give me all that sort of crap back in the day. Like, you don't even know what it tastes like. How do you know you hate it?
What
like,
was well, it?
You know, like, one time it was a beet. I ate a beet. Mm-hmm. I was like, always like, ugh, it looks like it's bleeding in your bowl. And they're like, well, you don't even know what it tastes like. I tried it. It was disgusting.
Yeah. Like, I'm out.
Radish. See, I could sit down with a can of beets and eat them just fine.
I think I like beets. It's been a minute,
they're
but I think
very
I like
earthy.
Them.
Yeah, that's the term. It tastes like you're eating dirt, which I don't mind.
Like, you know? My family, like, we're all cottage cheese lords, and they would put their beets over cottage cheese.
So I don't like that.
I just love
you're big on the cottage cheese.
Oh, God. I can eat it all. God, I can eat it every day. I mean,
do you eat it every day? Because it's a good source of protein. It's healthy for you.
I use it as the binder in my lasagna if I make it.
Yep.
I can take a bag of Frito Scoops or, hell, any chips. Ooh. Well, I mean, I don't know how much longer I'm going to be able to have Doritos. But, like, I'll take a bag of, like, Frito Scoops and cottage cheese, small curd, large curd, and just
there's
scoop
a difference?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
you
really?
Get the larger curd or the small curd.
Really? Which do you prefer?
Either. Doesn't matter.
Does it taste differently? Or?
Now, if I'm doing, like, cottage cheese and tomatoes, small curd.
And then I put, like, it looks like somebody ashed an entire cigar of pepper on my tomatoes. Yeah. And I'm just, you know, nonstop, like, pouring it on.
There's nothing better than a fresh tomato with salt and pepper.
Oh, so I can eat it like an apple.
Brioche. Yep.
See, like, onions, I tried those. Not a huge fan. I like a red onion on a burger. I don't like white onion.
Mm.
But, like, you chop it up, sear it, do it, all that stuff. Like, obviously.
So you like grilled onions.
Yeah, I mean, for sure.
Raw onion, you're out on.
Just like if you got a quarter pounder from McDonald's.
Right.
And they put those gigantic chunked white onions.
Yeah.
No.
No onion on
Not
that.
A chance. Okay. But, like, the little small diced ones on, like, the double cheese. Totally
my
fine
friend PR
it.
Used to eat onions like they were apples back in the day. And then he used to eat onion and butter sandwiches. Mm-hmm. Now, we didn't have a whole lot of money growing up, so people, you know, were, you know, fighting for everything.
Why do you think I like cottage cheese?
I mean, onion and butter sandwiches.
Yeah. Yeah, onion and butter, that's tough.
I'll take Vegemite over that.
Yeah, I just take the onion off and eat
the butter sandwiches. Yeah, we had butter sandwiches. Leave your teeth marks in the butter. They put so much on it.
Texan agrees. Doritos and cottage cheese is top tier. Large curd. Cool Ranch Doritos dipped in cottage cheese or like crunchy Cheetos and cottage cheese.
Okay. Damn, okay, dude. I could try that.
Come out there looking like I got bit by like Chester Cheeto. Got like an orange circle around my mouth and like foaming cottage cheese.